This is how I win. A Murderbot Diaries fanfiction, written by The Asho, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen and features Mickey. I notice the break in pattern right away. A sudden speed change in its rotors, a repositioning and refocus of its camera's lens. The station drone no longer acts like a station drone should. Next, it veers away from its usual marked checkup route, abandons its usual fixed flight path. Flight paths I could, but will not, easily have delved onto station records to obtain. I do, however, worry idly at my sensors, take in my surroundings, and look for the perpetrator. Yet, whatever has taken hold of it is clever and well concealed. So well concealed that, at an idle glance, the little drone is still perfectly functional and happily fulfilling its prescribed mission. It is skillfully done, hacking the little drone. Something like this is not an easy feat. I should know. I've been idle on station for 18 cycles waiting for our security detail. Bots get bored too, you know. And I do enjoy playing games, so I might have tried my hand at it once or twice. I have half a mind to ignore the anomaly, to let it pass like I've taken no notice. This might entice the perpetrator to become more bold, to reveal themselves. Yet, I do so like to play games. Whether it's a game of muss with my friends, or a game of tag with the bot pilots, or anything, I take the bait. Play Anna Marie Sees You with this presence, whomever you are. I cock my head, zoom in on the little maintenance drone. Ah, there you go. The presence retreats. Yet I call after it, let you know I noticed you. Don't hide from me. Play with me. The presence, you, run from me instead. You bleed emotions, like bots do, yet like humans, like my friends do as well. Then you do something, and any trace of you is gone. Yet the hole you leave within the feed is even more obvious now. Fear. Uncertainty. Yet a mind honed towards hacking and violence in such a way that I freeze, let go, and retreat myself. Donna Benna has warned me many times not to play with the AI I found outside the safety of our homes. And this time, she's been proven right yet again. You could have killed me had you wanted to. You could have pushed down my walls and snuffed out everything that I am. And when you did not, I taunted you instead. I am lucky to be alive. It's only a little later that the presence returns.
Hi, Mickey.
If you think I wasn't scared, you're wrong. I even forgot to wait for that 0.5 seconds in response, that minimum of delay I usually give to put people at ease. Yet I need not bother, for you are not human at all. Hi, who are you? And this is where you start lying to me. Perhaps lying is a game to you? Yet for me, the game is long over. I do not like it when people lie to me. I like it even less when bots do it. Yet it is the norm in the corporate rim, and I am used to those from the CR lying to me at every turn. It does not necessarily mean ill intent. Take your security detail, for instance. Girth and Wilkin. Those are not their real names, of course. I should not hold it against you that you would not tell me your real name either. If I had not known from your reactions before, I can feel through our connection that you are not malignant. Thus, I will bear to arms my two greatest weapons, faith and positivity. I try to affirm you and I are friends. I try to coax out a promise that you will keep my friends safe. I am helping you and giving you everything you ask for. See? We are friends. We will help each other. Yet with every question I ask and every answer you give, I get more of that bad feeling. There is something wrong here. Something very wrong. And I don't even think it's you. I give you everything you ask for. Then you ask for more. Access to me. I tell you that I am not comfortable with this, and reaffirm that I am doing this for you, so that you will help me keep my friend safe, keep Donna Benna safe. This is my strategy. And the closer you get to me, the more sure I am that it's working. As the minutes go by and we come closer to our destination, I realize with more clarity that my friends will not be safe here on this survey, that this place is dangerous. I also know that my friends are special. I mean, I always felt they were special and precious. But from how you feel every moment inside my head, I realize more and more how special they are, how precious and breakable. You do not mention all the ways they could die or be taken advantage of. Yet I can feel the way your thoughts run from here. I can feel this protectiveness inside you grow with every moment my humans are what they are. Nice. To me. Which is, apparently, rare. Interestingly enough, it grows inside me as well. I have always liked helping my friends. Yet with every passing moment, your thoughts would suggest I could protect them as well. Yet, whatever my strengths, I already know I do not have enough. There is a reason we needed Girth and Wilkins as a security detail. I have no combat training, no knowledge of fighting or protecting or anything. Also, if I were to try and fail and get killed, my friends would be sad. Donna Benna would be sad. That is why we needed that security detail. That is why we need Girth and Wilkins. Yet now I find myself mistrusting them as well. Is that your influence? I am not sure. Donna Benna has told me many times not to play with bots or people from the CR, because they'll do anything to win, and they'll play for stakes far too high to be justified. Their own lives, or those of others, mine, without even a care. This is no longer a game to me. Yet for me, winning means to live, for all my friends to live. I had thought the survey would be fun, safe. It is not. Yet I still want to win. Why do Girth and Wilkins not want me looking at their luggage? I've already looked at it. I have extrapolated what is inside. There's too much in there. Far too much for a basic bodyguarding job. Also, shame on you, Rin. Stealing is bad. Stealing is bad. Stealing is bad. I want to help protect my friends. I am on high alert, and I do not know if that is your supposed paranoia, or me, or the situation itself. I do not have the training nor the abilities to protect my friends, beyond using myself as a shield. If I get myself killed, my friends would be sad. And also, I do not want to die. Stealing is bad. These things are not compatible. Yet, if my bad feeling turns out wrong, I can return this object without anyone finding out. When our security detail is distracted with getting everyone ready to enter the facility, I palm the biggest memory bank from their near-empty bag. Well, SecUnit Rin, I think you do have the training and abilities to protect my friends after all. And it's nice to meet you. You'd think finally having some idea about who I've been dealing with would alleviate this worry gnawing at me. It should, yet I'm coming to realize this feeling of unease was never about you. Like I said, I do like playing games, so I do have a sense for it, even if it's someone else playing a game with me, even if it's the kind of game I would never play. I'm still only moving in the nick of time when Wilkins grabs Donna Benna by the hair and grins. It's nothing personal. You think it's personal, don't you, SecUnit? I really should have noticed. I've been running simulations, stretching my senses, all I could do. Perhaps I was distracted by you, by what I'd thought was your death sentence. I guess I should not have worried. I lose a hand protecting Donna Benna, but it's the wrong one. I still worry. The more I learn, the lower my win chances, the less possibilities for our survival. I stick with you. Follow your lead, because you have been my best bet so far. You are the queen in my gambit, the only piece we have capable of putting out serious damage. You disarm Girth as well. You take us back on the shuttle. Is this our win, then? I am still uncertain. But my friends must live. When the last combat bot breaches our shuttle, when Donna Benna asks me to change my priorities, I tell her no. Instead, I clutch my external backup drive in my one and only hand and dive for the combat bot. This is how I win. The end. Thank you for listening.